Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baby, how you feeling?
Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. It is the segment that answers the question, what's going on with food? Sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Some local foodstuffs. First, 1764 Public House has closed.
What?
It's just breaking from
it
Lance.
Opened last year, right?
It's been open for a couple of years. That's a neat space, too. But this weekend, as I mentioned earlier, my wife and I managed to make it to Brennan's, which was supposed to last till spring of 2020, being moved out for the chess club. But supposedly, that's only got a week left to go, is what they were saying there. And we were just down the street from 1764 and didn't know. We would have liked to have stopped in this past weekend, but yeah, apparently it's gone.
Lots of competition in the Central West End.
Chaos down there. The coffee cartel closes and...
Yeah.
That's now a makeup and spa place.
What? Really?
I think so, yeah.
1764 Public House also had like a beer on tap place inside Busch Stadium. So yeah. I'm assuming that's going to change hands.
Oh, that's
hands.
Right. That's a good question. I don't know. I was thinking about
really
that, too.
Cool, like, it is white a cool subway spot. Tile in the stadium.
They have a Gamblin' Whiskey House and Sub-Zero Vodka Bar also down there. So they said they were just spread too thin.
Huh. Interesting.
But if you got gift cards to that place, they will honor them at those other two places. So that's good.
Food stuff.
Everybody was doing dry January or, you know, made the resolution to stop drinking. What if you had to guess how many of those people are still going strong?
None.
15%.
I'll say 25%.
I would say 75.
Well, no, it's not that bad. A third of people have already given up.
Oh, okay. I meant 75 were still with it. Oh, so I guess I didn't. You said 25% quit?
Right, yeah.
Oh, so we answered the same. I'm bad at math.
One third of people who said they were going to do dry January already bailed. That includes 24% of people who pledged not to drink this month and have already done some drinking, but say they're still trying to cut back. And 5% who are completely trying to quit and they gave up.
So many non-alcoholic drinks when you go out now, like full menus dedicated to it.
At that Yellow Belly where I went, whatever that was, a couple weeks ago, they had a whole menu of, call them?
Mocktails?
Mocktails,
yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
I went to Clover and the Bee last weekend, and they had one called Sweater Weather.
Ooh.
So I had to have it. It was
food stuff.
It was good.
This story may be a bit of a stretch for food stuff, but we'll see what you guys think. There's a recycling program in Philadelphia that turns old Christmas trees, you know, you're done with them now, recycles them by turning them into goat food.
It's not really
turning them into anything. It's this, they basically, you just bring your Christmas trees in and then a bunch of goats come and eat them.
Oh, they don't like chop it up. The goats just chew on it.
The goats just chew on it. So maybe there'll be something like that here. I bring it up. It's in Philadelphia and it's called, of course, the Philly Goat Project.
Food stuffs.
You guys probably saw this. This kind of went viral, but the Canadian Family Feud had this contestant who gave kind of a funny, but not completely wrong, answer. It sounded like this, in case you missed it.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken!
Oh my god!
Show me chicken!
Spinach, Sherry.
So if you didn't see the video, she not only answered chicken, but she was extraordinarily confident and then celebrated as she said it.
And then realized, well, you know what? You have to give, like, first, like, knee-jerk answers with that stuff.
It was pretty funny the way she the way she said it. Cost her family $10,000, but don't worry. Popeye's chicken stepped in, gave him $10,000 worth of Popeye's.
Wow. Oh, nice.
It is funny because Popeyes is on the mind. You know what I mean? Like, who had a better 2019, Popeyes chicken or Popeye the Sailor Man? It's not even close.
Oh, yeah. You hear Popeyes and you immediately think chicken sandwich. You're not thinking of, like...
The Sailor Man.
No.
He's been taking it easy this year with settling back with Olive, but I think he probably wants to go reclaim that number one Popeye spot. And finally, remember we talked about the burger, this guy who just kept a McDonald's hamburger for like 20 years and it looks exactly the same.
And it wasn't me.
It wasn't Lance.
Yeah, right. It's not in Burger Wrapper 3.
Lance has got a 30 year he's working on.
Burger Wrapper 3. Burger Wrapper 2 is the only one left.
Oh, okay.
Lance has got a 30-year he's working on in his glove compartment. But
close.
So this guy unearthed this burger, and it looked exactly the same. And everyone was like, that's so gross, all those chemicals, and it's not real. And I was like,
I don't believe it.
Yeah. Oh, you said you didn't believe it. Yeah. Well, no, it's real. But McDonald's even came out because people were criticizing them. And McDonald's was like, hey. There's a lot of things at play here, but it's not that crazy that it's changed that much. They said the guy, for most of that time, the guy kept it in this tin that is going to preserve it, and it is going to look the same. There's a lot of factors that come into play.
Okay.
Number one being moisture. He said, in the right environment, our burgers, like most other foods, would decompose. But in order to decompose, you need certainly conditions, mostly moisture.
Moisture doesn't bother me as much as the shortened version.
Moisture,
the truncated
of course,
version.
The state of being moist.
So. I thought you didn't like Ewer.
Without sufficient moisture, either in the food itself or the environment, bacteria and mold may not grow, and therefore decomposition is unlikely. The other thing is this guy that's like, look at this burger. He's in Utah, where guess what? It's really, really dry.
The opposite of that.
So McDonald's is saying, everybody slow down. And then these food scientists are backing them up and saying, yeah, it's not that crazy. It's dry in Utah. This guy had it in a tin. If you were to rehydrate the burger, then some microorganisms could start the dehydration process and get it all going again. But right now, it's not that big a deal.
Huh.
But it's legit.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
It is. I see multiple science fair projects in Utah happening. In the next couple months.
Yeah. Starts, if you've got a little kid, start saving a burger now. And then when they're like science fair age, which I assume is like 9 or something.
Throwing out random numbers. All right. Thank you for that hard-hitting segment there.
The Philly Goat Project, it's called.
I love it.
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.